Hello, fellow food lovers. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we turn ordinary ingredients into extraordinary meals. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a dish that's as nostalgic as it is delicious, Grandma Brown's baked beans. Whether you're a kitchen newbie or a seasoned chef, this episode is packed with tips to help you master this classic comfort food. So tie on your aprons and let's get cooking. First things first, let's talk ingredients. For a traditional take, you'll need 1 pound of navy beans, 6 cups of water, 1/2 pound of bacon or salt pork cut into pieces, 1 onion finely diced, 1/3 cup of molasses, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of dry mustard, salt and pepper to taste. Remember, the star of the show here is the molasses. It's what gives these baked beans their signature rich flavor. Got all your ingredients? Great. Now, if you're using dried beans, don't forget to soak them overnight. It's a crucial step to ensure they cook beautifully the next day. Ready to cook? Preheat your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. This low and slow approach is key to developing deep, melded flavors. While that's warming up, grab a large bowl and mix your beans, brown sugar, molasses, mustard, and water. Oh, and if you're adding bacon, now's the time. Its smoky depth is a game changer. Transfer this mix into a baking dish. Going deeper is better to prevent any drying out. Cover the dish with foil or a lid and pop it into your oven. You're going to bake this for about 2 to 3 hours, giving it a gentle stir occasionally to prevent any crust from forming on top. Now, while we wait, let's chat about variations. No oven, no problem. You can also cook these beans in a slow cooker or an instant pot. Just combine all the ingredients and set your slow cooker on low for 6 to 8 hours, or use the high pressure setting on your instant pot for about 45 minutes with a natural release. Ah, sounds like our beans are ready. Let's take a peek. Oh, the aroma is just heavenly. Rich, sweet, with just the right touch of savory. To serve, simply scoop them into a bowl, or if you're feeling fancy, alongside your favorite main dish. And what about leftovers? Cool them down and pop them into airtight containers. They'll keep in the fridge for up to 5 days or freeze them for up to 6 months. Perfect for when you need a quick, tasty side dish without the fuss. Well, that's a wrap on today's culinary adventure. Grandma Brown's baked beans, a simple dish with the power to bring a taste of tradition right into your kitchen. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to visit Simple Recipe Box for more tips and tricks. Until next time, keep those pots simmering and your heart full of joy. Happy cooking, everyone. Closing music fades out.